Jeremy Camp on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. It's so good to know that we can go to the Lord and receive His mercy and grace again and again and again, and His love for us is always there. Yeah. Oh, here we are again. Ryan, it's another day.
It is another day, isn't
it? Another day. Sure wish I knew what day it was.
Well, a day come and we're like, we're just tired of this game. I like it so much still that I don't know.
I know you, might, you do.
At some point, Beth will be like, no, we're doing something else. Anyway.
Done.
But the days keep coming. Mm-hmm. It's February 12th. I had holidays to pick from, as I always do.
There are
special holidays today.
Yes.
And so I took two off the list, and then I made one up, and Beth and you are going to guess which is the fake day, which is the day that Ryan made up today, the day that is not today. Mm. Today we have a National Pet Choking Prevention Day.
Ooh.
A mission-driven campaign to spread education to pet parents all over the globe to avoid to know about pet choking and what to do and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Let's see. We also have National Plum Pudding Day.
Okay.
Plum pudding, also known as Christmas pudding.
All right.
Odd that it's today. Traditional English dessert that's been a staple of holiday season for centuries.
Hmm.
I don't know that I've ever had it, but...
Me neither.
It sounds like the kind of dessert that was created before things like chocolate was a known thing.
Yeah. And, or like, yeah, I don't know, banana splits or something.
Well, bananas wouldn't have been around. I think this feels like a English... European thing, pre-discover the new world and all the delicious things that are here. That's what I feel about this.
Discover all the delicious things are here.
Well, think about it. Chocolate, tomatoes.
Put tomatoes in that list.
Well, but they're from here. Chili peppers are from, I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sure.
It was quite a thing.
Okay.
And then National Lost Penny Day. Just simply to celebrate the lost penny, because they're everywhere. I saw a stat. There's like, there are billions of pennies just in circulation.
Yeah.
And of course, in the news, they're thinking about getting rid of it, which makes some sense.
Oh, bad. Boo.
But I don't know. I don't like change. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one, too. Wow. Mm-hmm.
I'm one to coin a phrase.
Oh, stop.
Okay. I will.
Stop. Stop. It's too early in the morning for that.
All right. Well, which one is a
fake? Well, okay. We'll start with the whole penny thing. Yeah. Yes. The penny is getting a lot of press right now.
Yeah, nice.
Well, I can done. Do it too. But I mean, economically, I mean, yeah. But I can see this, to be honest with you, because if there's something, I mean, if I'm going
to
find change on the ground, it's not going to be a quarter.
Yeah, usually.
Because if
not.
You drop a quarter, you're going to pick that up right away.
Yeah, yeah. And if I see a quarter, I'm getting that.
You're getting it. Yeah. Right. You know, but pennies, yeah. And the more that I see the penny in the news, the more I think about that big jar that I have in my kitchen of all the spare change. And I'm thinking I should really take that to the bank and get that all like deposited so that pennies are in circulation so we don't have to worry about making more.
Right.
Yeah. So
I know way more about pennies than I should. I collected them for a while.
Did you really?
They were made of copper until 1982. Then they made them zinc and copper.
Oh,
and
wow. So
if you flick a penny and you hear a long ding, that's copper. If it just goes tink, that's zinc. Of course, I can't hear either one because I'm too old. My ears don't hear that anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. Okay. Well,
too
now
much,
that we know
too
that.
Too much knowledge
okay.
about the penny.
Let's move on.
Yes.
All right. Plum pudding. Never had it. Sure, it's delicious.
Yeah, I'd try it.
Yeah, I'd try it too. I would. I mean, I like the things in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's that. Pet Choking Prevention Day. Okay. I'm a dog lover. I have seen my dog choke once, and it was very scary.
That sounds scary.
Yeah. Now, thankfully, I didn't have to do any kind of like Heimlich or anything like that, but it was a very scary moment. So I could go for that. So, which day is not today? Okay, here's the one I don't like.
Okay.
I'm going to say that you made up National Plum Pudding Day.
Not this time.
Nope.
Really?
That one's real. It's,
okay.
It's plum pudding. Even though it says in the description, also known as Christmas pudding. I'm like, why is it on February 12th?
Why?
I couldn't find an answer to that, but
I don't know.
Maybe all the December days were taken. I don't know.
Maybe it's just that's all the stuff that somebody had in their cupboard one day. And they're going to like, hey, I can do something with this. Let's celebrate.
Am I intrigued enough to try to make it?
No.
I'm glad we're both on the same page there. Not really.
Oh, okay.
So we're down to Lost Penny Day or National Pet Choking Prevention Day. One of those is not today.
Well, okay. Oh, all right. I'm going to say, only because it's getting a lot of press.
Huh?
I'm going to say that Lost Penny Day is real and that you made up Pet Choking Prevention Day.
Well done.
Wow.
I thought I was going to get you on this one.
Wow.
So Lost Penny Day is today. It is National Lost Penny Day. Pet Choking Day, I saw this because it is a real day.
It
it's
is.
Not
okay.
today.
Thank
I was like,
you.
That is a worthwhile day to think about.
Yeah.
So it's not today.
Okay.
I think it's actually back in January.
Okay.
It was on a weekend back in January.
Okay.
But I was like, yeah. I don't know much about pet choking, but it seems like it's something we should prevent.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, like there is like a Heimlich type, you know, technique for dogs,
you know, that I know.
But yeah.
But anyway, that is not not a real day. Worth thinking about anyway. Mm-hmm. It is plum pudding day. If someone wants to make it and bring it in, I'll try it. Otherwise, I'm not going to try it.
And go out and hunt for pennies, I guess.
I like hunting for pennies.
Okay.
Here's That's Who I Praise, Brandon Lake, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.